Environmentalists are disappointed over the Supreme Court's decision yesterday to put the EPA's Clean Power Plan on hold, but they say it won't slow progress in converting the country to a cleaner energy supply. WFAE's David Borax reports.
The plan announced last August lets states adopt an EPA-designed plan or develop their own plans for cutting carbon dioxide emissions, mainly at coal-burning power plants. But 29 states, including North and South Carolina, don't want any part of it. They say it's federal overreach and would mean higher energy bills for consumers. On Tuesday, the Supreme Court granted their request to delay the rules while lawsuits to block the plan are heard.
Very surprising decision. Everyone on all sides sees this Supreme Court stay as unprecedented and unexpected.
That's David Doniger of the Natural Resources Defense Council.
He says it's the first time the Supreme Court has halted an EPA regulation before a federal appeals court reviews it. Doniger thinks the EPA plan eventually will be upheld, but no matter the outcome, he says the U.S. is already addressing climate change as utilities close old coal-burning plants and expand renewable energy.
The trend is unstoppable, but it does matter how fast this happens because the carbon pollution that goes in the air every day, every year, is mortgaging the welfare of our children, of our communities, of our planet.
Duke Energy is among those challenging the EPA plan, but it's also closing coal plants and shifting to a cleaner energy mix. Spokeswoman Paige Sheehan says Duke has cut carbon emissions 20% in recent years.
We're awfully proud of the work that we've done, and we'll really continue that work whether the Clean Power Plan is in place or not.
Those kind of efforts have Marianne Hitt, National Director of the Sierra Club's Beyond Coal campaign, optimistic.
There is a tremendous amount of momentum in this country right now towards clean energy. We have a third of the coal plants in the U.S. already announced for retirement. We have wind and solar coming on the grid at record levels, and all of this has happened before the Clean Power Plan even went into effect.
An appeals court will hear the case in June, and it's likely to go to the Supreme Court next year. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax.